place of repose until the day of the resurrection. I should like to say just a few words. 10 days ago, we were facing separation, and the pain of it was great. And yet, this pain was supported by our faith in the resurrection. In her body, Anya was at rest, and we could see with faith, with a calm and dolorous conviction, blessed is the way which thou treadest today, O human soul, because a place of rest has been prepared unto thee. And it is only because we could say these words that we could start the service by saying, blessed is our God. Yes, blessed is our God for the life of Anya. Blessed is our God for the image which is left to us. Blessed is our God who has freed her from temporary suffering and allowed her to enter into eternity and to meet him in whom she believed face to face. And in him, with him, all those who had loved her and who she had loved. 10 days ago, we thought of her integrity, of her serenity, of the peace and quiet which emanated from her. We thought on the faithfulness of her friendship and love. Today, we have been standing before the face of God, holding candles, not only as we hold them on Easter night, proclaiming Christ's resurrection, the victory of life over death, the victory of light over darkness, but holding these candles before God as a testimony. She has been a light to us in the course of her earthly life. She has kindled light in our hearts through love, through admiration, the quiet admiration which we had for her. And now, having testified before God that she was a light, that each of us has been set aglow by her example and her person, we must do one more thing. We must bear fruit of what we have seen and heard and experienced through her in this earthly life. Christ said to us, if a seed does not die, He does not bear fruit. The seed does not die unto destruction. The seed dies in its isolation. It breaks the bonds and the limits that held him a prisoner. And from this brokenness comes a new plant, a new acorn, or a new bread. And each of us who have received the message must be the good earth into which this message, this seed has fallen, so that it may burst into life eternal already now on earth in the life of each of us. It is not in isolation that this can happen to us, because we are all like one field that has received the seed, one field, and we must all continue to understand and to perceive that we are, through our faith in God, but also through the example of Anya and what she has meant in the life of each of us, we have become more one than we ever were. And one day, if we bear fruit, if our example does not pass in vain, if her image in us becomes great, then when we all will stand before the throne of God and the Lord will call us as faithful servants, we will turn to him and say, Lord, take what she gave us and give it to her. It is her life that shines in beauty in our lives. And she will turn to God and say, with a shy smile that was hers, these are my children. As Abraham said about his own descendants. Let us come now quietly and say, each of us, a personal farewell to Anya. But a farewell which is not separation. Let us say to her, you have gone ahead of us. Let us follow you faithfully, step by step, into the depths of the kingdom of God, which begins now, which began when Christ became man. Eternity and life.